Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Well, there we go. The Chet Buchanan Show, Justice Reaver War World Tour, done blowed up. Send Michaela out by herself. All hell breaks loose.
You guys, I'm too short for all of that. I got lost in a sea of Reba wave.
This is so, I couldn't go yesterday to the Terribles in Green Valley because I had Mrs. America duties. I have deeply disappointed Michaela yet again. So I got pictures when we were doing preliminaries.
Yes.
Oh. But I did not get any tux pictures. No, it was chaos and you have no idea. It was, by the way, the day that I actually get dressed, 10 minutes before a show starts, will be the first day that I get dressed 10 minutes. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Are you running to the stage, getting your sparkly gown on, you know, having somebody zip you up and whatever?
Yeah, as of
and
lately.
Because
you'll get this too. Usually what stalls me is my in-ears, which are like the little ears that you put in. And if that doesn't go smooth, I'm sprinting on the stage. It's happened so many times. I'm not a girl that runs late, but when I do, no, we're late.
My cufflinks, my bow tie.
I know.
My little, oh, good Lord. So, I'm in the midst of all of this. It's just chaos. I'm going through the Mrs. America stuff, the preliminaries earlier, and my phone is exploding. So you get to Stephanie and Paseo Verde.
Yeah.
And it's just nuts.
I pull up about 20 minutes before.
Yeah.
I've got this shirt, so I want to lay them out. I don't want to be irresponsible or mess anything up. There are probably 30 people already waiting 20 minutes before we start.
Okay.
Which is okay.
Yeah,
we're excited about it.
So, yeah.
I take the boxes. Between me taking the box to the table where the tent is set up to going back to my car, another 50 people come. So now we're looking at like 80 people. I set the shirts out. I'm like, hey, everybody. I'm Michaela from the Chet Buchanan Show. They start grabbing the shirts.
Yeah, that's it. It's hungry people with food. You brought the food.
11:10, the shirts were gone. I will say, though, they grabbed so many flyers. People were plastering them everywhere, but it was a wrap. I mean, they came out.
It's a wrap.
10 minutes, we were done.
So is that, and I realize nobody else can see this, but in the other room, there are two boxes maybe, and a little pile of flyers. Is that what's left?
Yeah, the flyers, yep.
Okay, so then we put an end. So the Chet Buchanan Show, Justice for Evil World Tour, it's over. It's done.
Yeah.
Because there's no shirts. Now there's a faction of people. You know, there's always people who tell you what you ought to be doing. They're not doing anything, but they're telling you what you should do.
Of course.
You know how that goes. Well, you should still do it. You should still be out there with flyers and tape and whatnot. Contact me directly. I will bring flyers and tape to wherever you are in the valley.
Love that.
Now, it might not be today. It could be today. But it might take half a second. But I will bring you until the flyers are gone. You should still be out there with the... trust me, nobody's showing up if there ain't shirts.
Yeah. True.
And you can say all you want. Oh, well, they'll come to see you guys. No, they won't. No, they won't.
Yeah.
But if you want flyers, honestly, if you want flyers and tape, come and see us.
Yeah.
We would love to see you. And you come here.
Sure.
It'd be great. But if it's really a thing and you're like, well, I can't come all the way over there, then I'll come to you.
So great.
Swear to God, I'll throw all that stuff into my, I got a truck. I was telling everybody, I got a truck and I got a shovel. What you need?
You're the go-to man. I will say, though, in good news, $405 were brought in cash yesterday.
Yeah.
Dropped off at the table.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool, too.
And I know that the t-shirts that we were giving away have been all gone, but you can still go on Vegas Pet Rescue's Instagram. So it's Vegas Pet Rescue _ in between each word. And they still have the shirts on sale. And of course, all the proceeds go towards the donation and the fund for Reba.
And that'll also send you straight to their website, which is VegasPetRescue.org.
Yep, exactly.
And do that. And I had a lady who said, well, can you just, why can't you get more shirts? And I'm like, why can't you go to the website and just buy your own?
Yeah.
It's true.
Listen, they're still there.
Yeah.
So grab them while you can.
Yeah. So anyway, great job, y'all.
Great job us, yeah.
Fine of them. No, great job them.
Oh, great. Not me taking a compliment.
Great job us is Las Vegas. Yes, the community.
I'm talking about great job us is the city.
What is wrong with me?
Or great job,
I know.
You know.
I hear that now. No, I hear that.
No, I'm just asking. I'm clarifying. Because honestly, it could go either way.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, this is a juvenile solution to a very adult problem. However, so I wrote this in my tees. You know, we have like a sheet that tells us what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That, you know, just so we kind of have a roadmap of where we're going. This show actually is planned out. I know it doesn't sound like it. This show is reasonably well planned out. I put in a lot of work
on
this.
Yes, it is.
So I wrote, this is totally wrong. Or is it?
Oh.
So Hannah shoots off an email. Are you ready for this? So Hannah... I'm just going to say stuff. I believe it's 6:20 in the morning. Is the adults talking?
Yeah, I think so.
So I think we're cool. Hey, by the way, if you're a kid, you're getting up this early, good for you. It means you're tough. It means you're going to be a good adult. You get up early. You attack the day.
Yeah.
Good for you, kid. So you know what? You can hear adult things right now. And I'm going to tell you.
You've earned it.
It's not that adult, but it is. In fact, it's juvenile is what it is. But Hannah says... My husband pees on the toilet seat, and he won't lift the seat.
Why?
I don't know. That's a weird thing, and that's a battle that's gone on for. And look, I felt that when Amy and I first got together, I was always kind of like, well, she never puts the seat down, or never puts the no, she never puts it up.
Right, she just leaves it down.
Seat's always in. She just leaves it down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember because I don't think that way anymore. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just don't care. But I remember at one point it was like, well, seat up, seat down. You don't do it either.
Sure.
Kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like you don't put it up for me.
No, but isn't the correct way to do it like it's down and then the lid's over and then it looks nice?
Listen, and now, so I've been with my wife 15 years and social media has taken over in the last 15 years. So now I want to sit down because I need to check my Instagram. Of course.
Yeah, the most relatable thing this morning.
Sure. So I don't know why this dude's obviously not on social media. That was my takeaway from this.
Yeah.
Because he won't put the seat, he won't lift it to do his business. He's doing the stand-up.
Sure.
He's doing the stand-up business and getting it all over the seat. She says, I begged him for years to please lift the seat. After 7 years, I got tired of asking him because I'd always be stuck. You know, she's like, I'd sit in it.
Oh, my
Again, well,
God.
But it raises more questions than answers. So gross, she says, to continue on with. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel you, Hannah.
Really?
Yeah, dude, that's gross.
Yes. Yes. You know me. I'm going to solve your own problem. Then I'd spend another 4 minutes washing my legs off.
What That's is going funny. On in that
That's
bathroom?
Funny. Well, because she sat in it. That's funny to me, and I'll tell you why in a minute. So now here we go.
Uh-huh.
So I started cleaning the seat off with his bath towel, and I've never stopped since. We've been together for 10 years. There's no question in this email. My guess is she wants somebody to tell her that she's right.
Sure.
So this is, how did I write that again? Totally wrong.
Or is it?
Totally wrong. Okay, so those are your choices. 702-364-9898. Totally wrong. Or is it?
All right.
Yeah.
I have an opinion. I won't give it away.
Good. We'll get to, you know what? Everybody chime in.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
And who's playing?
We have Claudia Medina, North Las Vegas.
Okay. Okay. Hannah's husband's.
Hi.
Hannah's husband's peeing on the toilet seat. And she started using his bath towel. Which is the most immature yet evil genius thing. I have more questions than you. Okay, so is this... Wait, what was the question again? Is it...
Oh, is totally it wrong?
Totally wrong! Or is it?
I would say, or is it, only because she's told him before to please clean up after himself, and if he has, by this time they've been together for 10 years, then I'd be like, okay, like, if you're not going to do it, then I'm going to do it. I'm going to do something about it.
I understand.
So I would say, or is it?
Yeah, but also the question that I have here is the sitting in it, and then the other four minutes of washing her legs off, it's like, okay, we know this is coming. Yeah, we know it's coming. Don't sit in it.
What's I know.
Wrong with you? That's true. That is pretty gross.
But she also should be able to sit down. Like, what is her man doing? He's hydrated, I guess.
No, agreed. I agree with you on that. I 1,000,000% agree with you on that. However, why are you sitting in it?
Yeah.
What?
She has to hover over the toilet seat?
Also, I have a question. Do they not have a second bathroom?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, you have a boy. That's
like,
brilliant.
Go to the other bathroom. Go Smart. To the other restroom.
You have a boy's room. That's what you do. You go, okay, this is your room. And it really is the classic, you just got to talk to him, but it sounds like she already has.
Yeah.
So, and on that side, seriously, what kind of filthy animal did you marry?
1,000%. I'm questioning the whole thing because if it's been a couple years, same issue. If that's happening, what else is happening? You know, I like to think like that. How far down are we going? Because that's nasty.
My guess is that's the only thing, and everything else is pretty cool.
I don't know.
You would hope so.
But man, you got to nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
You really do. That's got to, yeah. And seriously, if you're, you know, the other thing, if Hannah's mother-in-law gives her one bit of grief over anything, it's like, you didn't even teach your son how to not pee on the toilet.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
All right, good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
10-year-old girl in Texas. Her name is Kennedy Koch. What a great
name. What a name.
She should be some sort of star with a name like that.
Mine is. We're talking about her.
Fair enough. She has been fighting cancer since she was 2 years old. Big Taylor Swift fan for as long as she can remember. She's 10 now, remember. Mm-hmm. Random people online have banded together to send her to go see Taylor in concert for her first time ever. Eras Tour only has 3 stops left in the U.S. of A, Miami, New Orleans, and Indianapolis. So they're going to send her to that very last show in Indy, November 3rd.
Oh, my God.
Which, you know how special the tour end show is, because it's just kind of loose and everybody's having a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickets, plane tickets, hotel rooms, all booked. Cost about $15,000 to make it happen. People donated everything, and everybody's pretty psyched about it. We are, too. We got no skin in this game.
I love people.
A prison, and again, thank you for Justice for Reba. More details on that in just a minute. A prison in Ohio hosted their first 5-course meal served to members of the public. Not just that. Inmates grew all the vegetables. They prepared all the food.
Wow.
5 courses. Roasted salmon with béarnaise sauce. And braised garden greens. Roasted lamb with tomato. Corn cake dessert with blueberry compote and chantilly cream. Make your own joke about who butchered the lamb. I had one, but I felt better not to tell it. It's part of a 6-month program meant to prepare inmates to work in fine dining restaurants someday, put on by a nonprofit that does, in fact, offer culinary courses at prisons and jails all around the country.
Listen, I think that's incredible because I feel like a lot of times prisoners just don't, they lack a certain set of tools. And when they go out, they do the same thing because it's all they know how to do. This is great. This
and maybe a little something on the resume because this this nonprofit, they do this at over 650 prisons and jails. So my guess is they've got a little credibility.
Sure.
You know, so when you walk out of jail and you go, hey, I can do this and I really want to make a better life for myself. And they go, okay, well... And, and he goes, well, look, this is who trained me.
Yeah, and I don't know how to cook lamb.
Nor I don't know how to butcher it either. See the joke? We'll come back. I'm sure there's one guy that was in there that was like, yeah, I bet I'm pretty good at this. There's Siege. It's almost Friday, y'all. Chicken feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Try this every morning.
Get ready every morning. It's on every morning.
Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Can I do a little behind the scenes really quick?
Sorry. Absolutely, baby.
I don't know why I had my finger hovering on your on-off switch for your microphone and decided just not to turn it on.
Listen, you never know what I'm going to say, so it's probably safe. We need those precautions, Chet.
Hell, that was not my motive. I didn't have any motivation. It just kind of happened like that. So we're experimenting. We put new cameras in the studio.
Yeah.
Adrian and Michaela both look adorable wearing regular headphones. I look like a cartoon character with the headphones on. Adrian, I meant to mention to you, and I'm going to do it on the air instead of off.
Oh, God.
No, he adjusted his camera angle at first, showed the door to his studio, which just didn't look right.
Oh, right.
So he moved it over. So the camera shows what's over his right shoulder as opposed to what's over his left. And there, who did that drawing of you with your son?
A guy named Michael Walchuk, who's in Phoenix, works for the NBA, and I was lucky enough to have him work for me.
Yeah, no, it's really, so there's kind of a cartoon superhero stylized version of Adrian with his son.
Yeah.
And that is now part of the shot, and I just wanted to tell you that I really, really like that.
Yeah, same.
So
I love this tease for future content on our Instagram, which you can follow at 98.5KLUC.
He does love that because it's his job. You know, like it's his work that goes out there.
Yeah.
So I'm appreciative.
Take a good look.
I like that. And he keeps me honest on that too, where it's like, oh yeah, we probably should talk. I forget what I was going to say now, except other than I do like that over your shoulder. I was going to ask you if there was something weird. Headphones look weird on me. My in-ears. So there was something about my in-ears. Yeah, I don't know.
I think the in-ears look cool, actually.
Although, I had to cram it. You got to cram them way down deep into your ear, which is kind of dangerous, but you got to put them in there.
Yeah.
So that you can actually hear stuff and it doesn't sound like an old school, like, transistor radio.
Sure.
For the boomers listening. But yeah, but just, otherwise it sounds scratchy. It doesn't sound full.
Yeah.
Right? And I tried to pull them out, you know what I mean, so that I could hear conversations in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And the tip of it got stuck in my ear.
It did.
And thank God Michaela had tweezers because we were able to get it out. Otherwise, this could have been a medical emergency.
Of course.
It's horrifying.
Listen, I keep tweezers in my bag at all times. My nails are too long. And when I pull out my ATM card, I can't get it. So I need the tweezers to pull it out for
That's
me.
That's the greatest story I've ever heard in my life.
Life hack. And then you can use it on your co-host if he gets his earbuds in.
Lindsay Pinnafell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. The things that women have to do just to survive in this world.
Truly.
the Mary Poppins bag. You never know what we're going to pull out.
Do you have tweezers in your bag?
I do not.
What might be the one thing that is in your bag that I as a man, and I'm not trying to do this whole men are dumb and women are, you know, that whole thing. I'm just saying that what might I not expect that's in your bag? And please remember, we're on the radio.
Well, to be actually honest, I do not carry a purse. I actually managed to have a wallet on the back of my phone, so I don't have to carry anything.
Love that.
I'm saving my shoulders for when I'm older.
Michaela, you're jealous, aren't you?
So jealous. I'm like, yeah, I want a wallet on my phone too, but I'd probably lose my phone and then my wallet and everything would be gone.
Holy cow. Yesterday, stop number two, which will end up being the final stop.
Nope, don't call it that yet.
Hold on.
Don't call it that yet.
Well, don't make plans for us that you're not in a position to make, because there's a lot of moving pieces on our end. there's people that want to have a say over these things. But for now, the final stop of the Chet Buchanan Show Justice for Reba World Tour, where
it was
chaos.
It was absolute chaos. When I pulled up yesterday, I pulled up 20 minutes early. There was a huge crowd already waiting for shirts, and I had the shirts, so I felt a responsibility to get up there.
And they're all looking expectant. There she is.
Yeah, yeah. Get her.
She's the one with the shirts.
Yeah.
Get her.
Oh, there she is. By the time I parked my car, grabbed the box, walked it up to the table, the crowd had doubled. And they were waiting, ready. I set the shirts down. They were gone in 10 minutes. It was awesome.
She's not wrong. She's not
tall,
wrong.
Tall, Lindsay. It was crazy. And Lindsay and I are not tall women, so they completely... We were living in a Reba wave of just...
Oh, you see,
Lindsay, you okay?
Lindsay and Michaela's hand sticking out just above the crowd. Help me! Like the old movies, the hand sticking out of the quicksand. Can throw me a lifeline
out
of the water. Rescue me!
I've got you.
So we have a couple of boxes of flyers. There have been a number of people who are like, well, you should still go to the Terribles and hand out flyers. And it was like, I'll make you a deal. I will bring you flyers. If you want flyers, reach out to me. I'll bring you flyers. I'll bring you tape. I have no shame in that game. I will gladly meet up with you. Or you could stop by here anytime between 6 and 10 in the morning, and we'll just walk out the back door, call Adrian at 702-364-9898. Come to our back door at 7255 South Tenaya Way, Suite 100. I'm going to have to give the address.
And I'm loving that you're doing this.
Yeah, it's wild, right? So then, just come and call us. We'll give you flyers. If you're that serious about it, which, you know, put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, come get them.
Let's go. So now, okay, what secret were you going to tell?
My question is, so there's two things. If we could keep it alive, if we don't do today, we can have more shirts for the Friday one. So keeping the Blue Diamond one alive.
Yes.
So if we don't do today, because we do have 20 shirts, so it'd only be 20 for today, but we've got more for Friday. No.
Oh, well, on our end, we're not prepared for that because they pulled it. There's people who are scheduled and stuff like that to work, and they already canceled all that stuff out.
You got it. That's all I needed to know.
All right. Dang it.
Message a brother next time.
Well, we were working on
Lindsay was standing at the table. The minute those shirts were gone, she started emailing everybody like a crazy woman, and we could have never anticipated how fast those shirts went. It was wild.
Yeah, and it's a great problem to have.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who are also like, oh, I really wanted a shirt. Can I donate? If I donate, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
VegasPetRescueProject.org has shirts for a donation. Oh, is it .com?
.com.
My bad. Sorry, my bad. You'll find it. Google Vegas Pet Rescue Project. You'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
Shirts are like 30. Anyway, there's all kinds of different things on there.
Yeah.
At all different price points.
Sure.
So, we're definitely not done yet. There's still work to do because we have not yet found justice for Reba.
Uh-huh.
Did you get that, Adrian? Justice for Reba. Thank you.
Justice for Reba.
Thank you. All right. Good.
Wait, did Michaela tell you about the Saturday?
Oh, can we? Are we allowed to talk about it?
I don't want to. Let's keep that a secret.
Okay, secret time.
Let's keep that a secret. There's a. I'll just say this. There will be a large social media play that will come into effect. Yeah, I don't think we want to tell that yet until we're confirmed.
Yeah. Okay.
It's confirmed, but we're not
confirmed. Confirmed in your world and confirmed in our world are two.
Oh, okay, two different things. I'm
learning right now that confirmed in your world, you're just like, yeah, let's go, and we're like, yeah, yes,
we need approval.
Let's do go. Well, I want to know what time. You know what I mean? I want to know what time. I want to know. So when they get back to you with a yes, we'll definitely be there at this, have they given you that?
They've given me the landing time of which I will be picking them up. So I had just asked this morning for the availability as far as are we going straight from the pickup. So I will land. I will give you that.
So come back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Things are landing. Sounds like the president's coming into town.
Maybe it is.
No, better than the president. Honest to God.
Better than the president.
No, better right now? Right this moment? You give me a choice. You can have option A, this one.
Uh-huh.
Option B, the president. I would take option A.
It's awesome.
I would take option A all day, too.
See?
Yeah.
And there'll be people who'll be like, oh, you're crazy. Well, maybe I am.
Uh-huh.
All right, listen, we got to go. Have a great day. So no world tour today. No stop today. But if you need flyers, bye, Lindsay. Thank you.
Bye, Lindsay.
Thank you. If you need tape, if you need flyers, if you need whatever, reach out. Hit me on the DMs. I'm not hard to find. Or just call us right now. I will deliver straight to you. I'd rather you came and picked them up yourself, but I will.
You're the best.
Deliver. Am I?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how many people call. Oh, I can't do it. All right. Justice for Reba. Follow us on social to get the latest updates at 985KLUC. Two new contestants. After yesterday, two new contestants on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Today, playing with two brand new competitors. Contestant number one, if you will, Adrian.
We have John Tanzi from Silverado Ranch.
John Tanzi, line four, okay. Hi, John.
What up, John?
Yes, sir. Hi.
What up, John? Guys? Silverado Ranch in fourth place on the leaderboard with five wins so far. John hoping to add to that total. Who's taking him on today?
We got Allie Dick from Providence.
The great Allie Dick. How are you, pal?
Hi,
where you been?
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I've been so busy with the kids, the animals, work, all that. But I'm back. I'm listening. I'm getting up early again.
Understood.
Welcome back.
No, we love you long time. And so it was just, I'm glad to see your name on the screen. And by the way, John, she doesn't get any favors. You know, she does just because we like her and all that kind of, she's not getting any favors. She's got to play fair and square just like everybody else.
No, I'm scared. She sounds like a...
Yeah, no, she's just good people. That's all. And we know you're good people, too. So here's the deal. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until somebody calls on you because you don't want to give the answer to somebody else, right? You don't want to... Like, John, you don't want to give the answer to Allie because you just blurted it out, right? So once again, your name is your buzzer. We'll call on you to answer. First one to three gets the Beetlejuice tickets. Good?
Good. Let's do it.
Then let's rock. Your commissioner, or your quiz master, is Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This comedian actor, known for films like Big Daddy, just announced he's totally rooting for Taylor Swift and
John
Travis.
John got in first.
Adam Sandler.
He said Adam Sandler, and he is right. John goes up one zip.
Bruno Mars was bet by this artist during his Las Vegas show this week while singing the recently released song.
Allie got in first
Lady
that
Gaga.
Time. Was it Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We are tied at one. This is a good game.
This stand-up comic turned talk show host who graduated from Clark High School here in Vegas will be honored at a renowned Las Vegas.
John got in.
John. Jimmy Kimmel.
John, I like how John pushes his button over and over.
I love
Push
it.
The buzzer over. I like that. I like that. Make sure you get in. Jimmy Kimmel was the answer. Is he correct? Yes. John's got two. Allie's got one. By the way, if neither of them answer after about 3 seconds or so, I get a chance to steal. Mm-hmm. And if I get to three, nobody wins anything. We just give them
out. Not happening, bud.
Not today. I don't think it is. Because right now, I'm getting skunked. So it's all good.
Love it.
All right, man. John's on the verge of winning his first championship.
This former Baywatch actress who most recently announced she's going makeup-free and has been a longtime supporter of PETA.
I think Allie got in.
John.
I heard Allie.
Hi. Allie?
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson. Yeah, we are tied at two.
The star of the upcoming Beetlejuice, also started.
John wants to take a shot at it.
Jenna Ortega.
Now, that would be the answer that I would just throw out there, not even knowing the question, because all she said was actor in Beetlejuice.
Exactly.
If we were to hear the entire question, which we don't need to, would the answer be Jenna Ortega? What was the entire question?
The entire question was the star of the upcoming Beetlejuice and star of the Netflix series Wednesday deleted her Twitter after not safe for work photos came out.
That's definitely Jenna Ortega.
Oh my God. Record time.
Nice.
Good job, John.
Love it.
Allie, you know how much we love you, but this John, he's a buzzsaw, this one. Oof, you could tell. He's
pretty
really
solid.
Good. Yeah. But call back next week. See if you can take him down.
I will, guys. You have a wonderful one.
Thanks,
all right,
Allie.
If we don't talk, have a good Labor Day weekend, all right?
You too.
Okay. Talk soon.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye. No, you hang up. Bye. Bye. That's fine. John, you've got tickets to our advanced screening of Beetlejuice at Town Square 18 on Tuesday, and you will return tomorrow as our new champion.
Michaela's
Throwdown. Now Adrian can't unsee it.
I know.
Now he thinks I'm dead.
I know.
The celebration of life.
I know.
And then when I looked at it too, I went, I went through a phase too where I was doing a fair amount of TV.
Yeah.
And so then I got into the idea that I needed makeup, which okay, now for those of you who are looking at your radio right now and you're going, well, yeah, you do need makeup, dude. No, like it doesn't help. It just doesn't.
Stop.
It's beyond it's beyond repair. But I would use powder, right? I would use powder. But on occasion, I'd have just a little too much, and I literally looked like I was embalmed. I know. I'm going to say something that's going to be sensitive for some people, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're triggered. I find these type of things amusing, and I'm sorry if you don't, and all of that. But have you ever been where you're like, who is that in the open casket? That's the, like when my dad, and they had the open casket.
Yes.
And I went up and I went, who replaced my father with the crypt keeper?
No, it's true.
Like, what is this?
Listen, when my grandma died, I'll make the story quick. I didn't like her makeup, and so my aunt asked me to fix her lipstick. So I did.
The story doesn't
end well.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And her coffin was on wheels. You can imagine how that went for my grandma.
You're trying to smear smearing it all over.
Yeah, and crying.
But the wheels aren't locked, so that thing's moving with you.
100%.
Is this during the service?
No, this was during the viewing.
But even there's other people around.
Oh, of course.
So it's not like, okay, we're going to do this tomorrow.
No, it was happening right then. My grandma wasn't going down like that. She was going to go down with good lipstick. Wheels up. God, why do I say these things on air? I don't know. I'm mortified that I even share these things on air. Get to know me, guys. What's up? Okay.
Someday that will come up as a trivia question, and you'll be glad that you were here for this. Andrew's got his head in his hands.
Me too.
You'll be glad you were here for this. Someday that's going to come up. What happened at Michaela's grandma's funeral? God. Michaela didn't like her lipstick and decided to change it.
God, it sounds so bad saying out loud.
Honestly, I think you're doing... Hang on, let's bring in an expert. Who's on the phone?
We got Melvina Goodman, Green Valley Ranch.
I don't know why you would be an expert in this field, but I'm just gonna bring you in as another opinion. So, Melvina...
Yes.
My contention would be that Michaela did what we would all like to do, but just don't have the guts or the crazy. I'm not sure. It's a fine line.
Insane.
It's a fine line between the two of them.
Sanity levels.
To do it. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of us go, wow, that's not grandma's shade. I don't know who decided that. And she just went, somebody give me a handkerchief right now.
Yes.
Good.
Hello,
thanks.
Can you hear me?
No, good. Thanks, Melvina. No, that was good. I just didn't know if there was anything that followed the yes. I was just, yeah. Oh, good.
Great. Melvina agrees with
hello.
You know what I think I'm going to do?
Yes.
I think I'm just going to give you those four tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party at Orleans Arena. We'll put your name on the list for the, you know, because we're doing a drawing tomorrow. 1 in 5 shot at the backstage and the VIP and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and I think...
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. We don't really have time for a full 177-second survey now, so I think your work is done here.
Oh, well, great. Awesome. Didn't have to do much.
Yeah. Oh, no, thanks. And then, yeah, and then we'll see you at the viewing.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hang on. Here's what's great. I didn't hear what she said either. What was she saying?
I don't know, Chet.
Okay, good. So I wasn't the only one. And then she definitely didn't know what I was saying.
No.
And that's good, except that she won, and that's all that's important.
And then
anyway.
She'll see you at the viewing. Yeah.
Relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. Yo, I'm all for, they've asked, what they asked for was the old school P1's court. Did we ever do P, we've done P1's court when you were around, Adrian.
Of course.
Have we done P1's court with you? Not officially.
No, we did once.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The P1's court. It's got lyrics. I didn't know if you knew that. It's the P1's court.
Sing it, sister.
I just did. So he wants a ruling is really what he was looking for. I decided to slide this into relationship rehab. I am all for the people that have their great relationship with their ex. They get along fine. They're doing it for the kids, all of this other stuff. I'll say right up front that Steve believes that a line has been crossed, and I will firmly jump onto Steve's side right now. And I've tried to find both ways. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it to you guys. We'll also have, what do we have for prizes? Future and Metro Boomin' tickets coming up on Relationship Rehab in just a minute. It helps if I turn the thing on when I push the button.
Love the way you do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the
world. KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
Love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I still can't get over the fact you missed it earlier. If you missed the show earlier, you got to start listening earlier more often. I can't get over the fact that Michaela carries around tweezers because her fingernails are too long. And she has to use the tweezers to get her
debit card out.
To get the debit card out of the ATM.
It's a life. life hack. I use it all the time. Ladies, you're welcome. And I needed it to help you today.
Chet, you said she's a real life Bratz doll. I mean,
does that fall under that?
I think so. Yes.
Tweezer carrier.
I didn't know that that went in that category. Okay. Sure. I'm good with whatever. Doesn't matter. Is it Labor Day weekend yet?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, hold up. I got to ask a question. I got another. Wait, I'm going to ask it for a relationship rehab.
Longer. Okay.
Hold on. Hold that question just for a second. Go to this question first. It is somewhat of AP1's court. I'm riding with Steve on this one. I'll say that up front. I'm not afraid to say it. My wife ran out of gas the other day. Instead of calling me her husband, she called her ex. She said it was simply out of convenience. She just happened to be much closer to where he works. She says, doesn't mean anything. No big deal. To me, Steve says, that is effing lame. Is that right there?
Yeah.
I should be the one she calls when something goes down, not him, regardless. I'm cool with the co-parenting stuff. I can put up with the lunches or dinners every six months or so. And in quotes, he put, for the kids. I guess they get together every once in a while, talk about the kids.
Okay.
And sometimes the kids are there and sometimes they're not.
Oh.
That's the way I understood it.
All right.
But I think this crosses the line, says Steve. Can you guys referee this one? I'd love to ask for a P1's court. But so, yeah. And relationship rehab, it's a version of.
Oh, yeah.
It's a version. P1's court is a version of. Adrian has hand on hip, eyebrows raised.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what that means. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 right now. We need your help for future and Metro Boomin' tickets for tomorrow. It's tomorrow, August 30th. Wow.
Can you believe it?
Wow, dude. And I have an additional question that goes along with that, not related to Steve's issue.
All right. I think it's pretty obvious, but I'm excited to talk about it.
Steve's issue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you and I the same people again?
I think so. I hope so. Have you changed?
Or I'll take out my debit card ATM tweezers and stab you in your ear hole. All right. You know your assignment. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25, please. It's Relationship Rehab, only on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, this is not just limited to caller number 25. It's 702-364-9898. I get the feeling everybody's going to go one way on this. That's how I'm guessing everybody's going to be on one side, but I don't know. I'm hoping to hear the other side. Because while I get it, I don't get it. And I can explain myself all the way through as well. Who's caller 25 then, Adrian?
We got Stephanie Salazar.
Stephanie.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, guys.
Hey, so Steve's wife ran out of gas, and instead of calling Steve, she called her ex. Now, she says, no big deal. He's close by. Steve is not cool with this at all.
I'd be just as upset as Steve. It's disrespectful. It sounds like Steve would go out of his way, no matter how far he is, to his wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the part...
If it was a friend, we would be upset, you get me? And that's that thing where everybody... Oh, it's nothing, but if Steve did it to her, she would be pissed.
See, it came through on the text line. Somebody sounds jealous. Yes! Yes, and that's okay. Don't say that like that's a dirty word. Sometimes it can be. In this case, no, I am going to be jealous. You're right, I'm going to be jealous.
But I don't think it's jealousy.
But I understand the definition. You know what I'm saying? Like, so on the text line.
Yeah.
Somebody sounds jealous. Yup, I'll own that. I'll wear that. Get me the T-shirt. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's disrespectful because now your ex is going to think that you can't count on Steve.
I think that, as someone...
Did you hear what she just said? I'm so sorry.
That you're cheating?
No, she said now the ex. Wow, my mind is blown, Steph. That's solid.
She's just getting ammo to your ex. Like, why do that? You're disrespecting Steve.
Sure.
So Steve's wife, she doesn't care. But Steve's wife's ex now goes, I'm the man.
Yeah, he totally emasculated her husband.
Emasculated is the word.
Yes. Yes.
Emasculated is the word. Give me that t-shirt too.
Period. Because listen, I run out of gas all the time. I'm not proud of it. But someone who's been there, I would never call anybody but my fiance. And then if she didn't answer, I'd call my sister. I'd call you, Chet.
Now call me.
I would not call my ex for the same reason
Stephanie said.
And I don't think it's jealousy. I think it's like jealousy. You said, emasculating your man. That's your man now. Don't be, there's rules to this.
Let me add to the list. I have a truck, a shovel, and a gas can.
Yes. So, thank God someone does.
You can always call me. Adrian, same?
I do want to say, like, so I just moved into a new house, right? And we have a repair guy that's coming to fix some things.
Yep.
And yesterday, she's like, oh, the handyman's coming. I was like, why did you call the handyman? You didn't even ask me to replace the whatever, the light bulb, the set, and the third. So there is something to that. It's like, at least ask me. So to her point of saying, like, hey, why didn't you ask me before you went to Steve?
By the way, if we're calling handymen for light bulbs.
No, other stuff, too, but. But listen, I'm a handyman. I can do that.
You teach Sire to replace the light bulb. You just teach your 5-year-old son how to replace the light bulb. But I hear what you're saying. I tell 1,000,000% hear what you're saying. I knew coming into this, right when I met my wife, I went to her house and she was very proud because she had just replaced the sink in her guest bathroom. And I went, it was one of the things
where I went,
I'm in. I'm 1,000,000% in on this.
Yeah,
girl.
That's cool. And we can do that.
She's better at it than I am.
Love that.
She really is. I could do it. I'd screw it up.
Yeah.
I'd screw it up and then I'd fix it. I'm really good at that. I'm really good at fixing what I've screwed up.
Sure. Good for you.
She will do it the first time and do it.
And get it right.
We come home. I came home 3 weeks ago. She goes, notice anything different in the shower this morning? And I'm like, I didn't take a shower this morning. She goes, well, good. Go in there and look now. She didn't like the water pressure in the shower, so she replaced the shower.
Oh, I love that.
Just wild hair. Me, I'd have to like...
Suffer through it.
Well, I'd have to plan it out, maybe check out a couple of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. She was like, I got it. Yeah, done.
Yeah. But even a handyman, they don't have a past relationship. It's weird with the ex.
Yeah, that's true. We did. I went running off into the weeds with you. Thank you for bringing us back to center here. Michaela Gordon, the voice of reason on this show.
God, that doesn't say much.
Yeah, it's not the ex. All right, good. Stephanie, for you, future in Metro Boomin tomorrow night, are you free?
Yes.
Okay, good. In fact, I'm going to put you on hold so you can go pick out your outfit. Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Steph.
Oh, here was the other question. Huh. Somebody this morning said, the unofficial end of summer. Huh? Is Labor Day weekend this weekend the end of summer?
I feel like I've heard that before.
I've heard it before, but I don't. Yeah, great. I heard it today.
I feel like it's hot through September and then into October. We put a sweater on Halloween. That's when you pop out your sweater.
Thank you.
I'm still in summer mode till the end of September.
Thank you. I've worn shorts on Halloween before.
Yes, me too.
And everybody went, ooh, look at your ghostly legs. And I went, shut up. Shut up. It's not a costume.
I hope you tan this summer.
Yeah, so Halloween. You know what? I'm going with that. Halloween is the end of summer. Halloween is fall. Halloween adjacent. Like Halloween week is when fall starts.
All right.
Labor Day?
Yeah, after Labor Day, you can't wear white, and I think summer's
That's
over.
That's BS, too.
Not
and
BS.
You think it's over?
I do.
You can wear white whenever you want.
Can't.
It's old school because when it would rain or... Here, you can wear white whenever you want.
Wait, is that a real reason why you can't wear white?
Yes, because your stuff would get muddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's such
never
a
knew that.
Arbitrary rule.
I did. I thought
and
it was.
Who would follow that? People just go pound
me?
Sand. Just go pound sand. Who made you the boss? Adrian, when's the end of summer?
Summer ends for me second day of toy drive when it's freezing.
That's full on winter.
Uh-huh.
That's no. That's Christmas. Yeah, no. That's. You are also entitled to your answer, sir.
Thank you.
All right, good. I think we're done here. Awesome. I was like, well, I was looking. I'm like, is there an ending to this? And, nah. Just hit the song and play Lady Gaga.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Well, we should probably remind you yet again that the Jeff Buchanan Show Justice for Reba World Tour has been suspended. Not for because anybody did anything wrong. It's because everybody did everything right.
Sure did.
We're out of shirts is the bottom line. Michaela got swarmed yesterday.
Swarmed. Started as a regular sized crowd. By 10 minutes in, it was a wrap. But we're very happy that you did. You can still go to Vegas Pet Rescue.
There was a crowd waiting for her when she got there.
And I did think it was just for me. It wasn't.
Oh, sure. They were all there with signs.
Check their shirts.
We love
and
you, Michaela. Yeah, and all of that, it's singing, chanting, all of those things. And then by the time Michaela, it's really funny, and I've had this independently corroborated, like people are like, oh my God, she put the box up on the table and everybody started reaching into the box.
They did.
And like literally, like it was almost, I don't want to say they were like tearing shirt. I wasn't there.
They were.
But like, in my brain, it's like a feeding frenzy, and like they're just ripping shirts out of each other's hand. Ah, this is a medium. I need a extra sexy. Whatever.
Yeah, and no, you're not wrong. They definitely, I set the box down. There was no line that was formed. They swarmed the table and were like, oh, medium for me. Oh, and a medium for my sister. Oh, and medium for my dad. Bye.
Back off.
Literally.
You're yelling at the other people. Arr!
Yeah.
You know, like growling at other people, like snarling at them.
Yes. That's what it was like. If you, when you throw like popcorn or whatever, bird food, and all the birds swarm, and then they all leave and everything's gone.
That's awesome.
That's what it was like.
Yeah. And if you think we're saying it like it's a bad thing, we're not.
It's great.
But here's the problem. No more shirts.
We out.
So, of course, there's never any shortage of people telling you what you should do. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've had many people that have said, well, you should still give out flyers and tape. You should still show up, do flyers and tape. That's great. I gotta be honest. The effort to benefit ratio on that, I'm gonna be straight up with you on this. The effort to benefit ratio on that is way off.
Mm-hmm.
We could be out there with flyers and tape and our little tent and the music playing and stuff, and we might see four of you. We know this.
True.
We just know this. However, if you do want flyers and tape, reach out to me. I am on every social media platform. I check my DMs a lot. I'm not hard to find. I will bring, and I'm not kidding, I will bring flyers and tape to you. So far, do you know how many people have taken me up on that?
How many?
Zero.
All right, well, not good.
And not that I'm worried about it. I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Zero is very easy to take care of.
Sure, but the offer's there.
Yeah, but I'll do it. If you're that serious about it and you really want to help, or you can come by here before 10 o'clock each morning and just call Adrian at 702-364-9898. One of us will literally run out to your car.
We did on Monday. We had a listener stop by in his semi truck and we ran it out.
We've had numerous people that have come by. Well, we were thinking about getting roller skates like Sonic. You know, remember when they used to bring the food out to your car?
Yeah. That was
wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Okay, you ready to be good and freaked out that the robots are coming to take over?
Oh my God, yeah.
Skynet is on the way and all that kind of stuff?
Fine.
A tech startup in California called Reflect Orbital is planning to use mirrored satellites to sell people sunlight when it's dark out. One of the co-founders is a former SpaceX guy. They're trying to put together what they're calling a constellation of satellites.
Mm.
You know, that sounds very
spacey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Love the way that you get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the
world. KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I still can't get over the fact you missed it earlier. If you missed the show earlier, you got to start listening earlier more often. I can't get over the fact that Michaela carries around tweezers because her fingernails are too long. And she has to use the tweezers to get her
debit card out.
To get the debit card out of the ATM.
It's a life hack. I use it all the time. Ladies, you're welcome. And I needed it to help you today.
Chet, you said she's a real-life Bratz doll. I mean,
does that fall under that?
I think so, yes.
Tweezer carrier.
I didn't know that that went in that category. Okay. Sure. I'm good with whatever. Doesn't matter. Is it Labor Day weekend yet?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, hold up. I got to ask a question. I'm going to ask it for a relationship rehab.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold that question just for a second. Go to this question first. It is somewhat of AP1's court. I'm riding with Steve on this one. I'll say that up front. I'm not afraid to say it. My wife ran out of gas the other day. Instead of calling me her husband, she called her ex. She said it was simply out of convenience. She just happened to be much closer to where he works. She says, doesn't mean anything. No big deal. To me, Steve says, that is effing lame. Is that right there?
Yeah.
I should be the one she calls when something goes down, not him, regardless. I'm cool with the co-parenting stuff. I can put up with the lunches or dinners every six months or so. And in quotes, he put, for the kids. I guess they get together every once in a while, talk about the kids.
Okay.
And sometimes the kids are there and sometimes they're not.
Oh.
That's the way I understood it.
All right.
But I think this crosses the line, says Steve. Can you guys referee this one? I'd love to ask for a P1's court. But so, yeah. And relationship rehab, it's a version of.
Oh, yeah.
It's a version. P1's court is a version of. Adrian has hand on hip. Eyebrows raised.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what that means. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 right now. We need your help for future and Metro Boomin' tickets for tomorrow. It's tomorrow, August 30th. Wow.
Can you believe it?
Wow, dude. And I have an additional question that goes along with that, not related to Steve's issue.
All right. I think it's pretty obvious, but I'm excited to talk about it.
Steve's issue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you and I the same people again?
I think so.
Mm.
I hope so. Have you changed?
Or I'll take out my debit card ATM tweezers and stab you in your ear hole. All right. You know your assignment. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25, please. It's Relationship Rehab, only on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, this is not just limited to caller number 25. It's 702-364-9898. I get the feeling everybody's going to go one way on this. That's how I'm guessing everybody's going to be on one side, but I don't know. I'm hoping to hear the other side. Because while I get it, I don't get it. And I can explain myself all the way through as well. Who's caller 25 then, Adrian?
We got Stephanie Salazar.
Stephanie.
What up, Steph?
Hi, Steph.
Hi, guys.
Hey, so Steve's wife ran out of gas, and instead of calling Steve, she called her ex. Now, she says, no big deal. He's close by. Steve is not cool with this at all.
I'd be just as upset as Steve. It's disrespectful. It sounds like Steve would go out of his way no matter how far he is to his wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the part
if it was a friend, we would be upset, you get me? And it does that thing where everybody, oh, it's not, it's nothing. But if she, if it was, it would, if Steve did it to her, she would be pissed.
See, it came through on the text line. Somebody sounds jealous. Yes. Yes. And that's okay. Don't say that like that's a dirty word. Sometimes it can be. In this case, no, I am going to be jealous. You're right. I'm going to be jealous.
But I don't even think it's jealousy.
I understand the definition. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the, on the text line.
Yes.
Somebody sounds jealous. Yup. I'll own that. I'll wear that. Get me the T-shirt. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's disrespectful because now your ex is going to think that you can't count on Steve.
I think someone...
Did you hear what she just said? I'm so sorry.
That you're cheating?
No, she said now the ex. Wow, my mind is blown, Steph. That's solid.
You're just giving ammo to your ex. Like, why do that? You're disrespecting Steve.
Sure.
So Steve's wife, she doesn't care. But Steve's wife's ex... now goes, I'm the man.
Yeah, he totally emasculated her husband.
Emasculated is the word.
Yes. Yes.
Emasculated is the word. Give me that T-shirt, too.
Period. Because, listen, I run out of gas all the time. I'm not proud of it. But someone who's been there, I would never call anybody but my fiance. And then if she didn't answer, I'd call my sister. I'd call you, Chet.
Now call me.
I would not. Call my ex for the same reason Stephanie said. And I don't think it's jealousy. I think it's like jealousy. You said, emasculating your man. That's your man now. Don't be, there's rules to this.
Let me add to the list. I have a truck, a shovel, and a gas can.
Yes. So, thank God someone does.
You can always call me. Adrian, same?
I do want to say, so I just moved into a new house, right? And we have a repair guy that's coming to fix some things.
Yep.
And yesterday, she's like, oh, the handyman's coming. I was like, why did you call the handyman? You didn't even ask me to replace the whatever, the light bulb, the set, and the third. So there is something to that. It's like, at least ask me. So to her point of saying, hey, why didn't you ask me before you went to Steve?
By the way, if we're calling handymen for light bulbs.
No, other stuff too, but... But listen, I'm a handyman. I can do that.
You teach Sire to replace the light bulb. You just teach your 5-year-old son how to replace the light bulb. But I hear what you're saying. I tell 1,000,000% hear what you're saying. I knew coming into this, right when I met my wife, I went to her house and she was very proud because she had just replaced the sink in her guest bathroom. And I went, it was one of the things
I went,
I'm in. I'm 1,000,000% in on this.
Yeah,
girl.
That's cool. Amy can do that.
She's better at it than I am.
Love that.
She really is. I could do it. I'd screw it up.
Yeah.
I'd screw it up and then I'd fix it. I'm really good at that. I'm really good at fixing what I've screwed up.
Sure. Good for you.
She will do it the first time and do it.
And get it right.
We come home. I came home 3 weeks ago. She goes, notice anything different in the shower this morning? And I'm like, I didn't take a shower this morning. She goes, well, good. Go in there and look now. She didn't like the water pressure in the shower, so she replaced the shower.
Oh, I love that.
Just wild hair. Me, I'd have to suffer through it. Well, I'd have to plan it out, maybe check out a couple of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And all that. She was like, I got it. Yeah, done.
Yeah. But even a handyman, they don't have a past relationship. It's weird with the ex.
Yeah, that's true. We did. I went running off into the weeds with you. Thank you for bringing us back to center here. Michaela Gordon, the voice of reason on this show.
God, that doesn't say much.
Yeah, it's not the ex. All right, good. Stephanie, for you, future in Metro Boomin tomorrow night. Are you free?
Yes.
Okay, good. In fact, I'm going to put you on hold so you can go pick out your outfit. Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Steph.
Oh, here was the other question. Huh. Somebody this morning said, the unofficial end of summer. Huh? Is Labor Day weekend this weekend the end of summer?
I feel like I've heard that before.
I've heard it before, but I don't. Yeah, great. I heard it today.
But I feel like it's hot through September and then into October. We put a sweater on Halloween. That's when you pop out your sweater.
Thank you.
I'm still in summer mode till the end of September.
Thank you. I've worn shorts on Halloween before.
Yes, me too.
And everybody went, "Ooh, look at your ghostly legs." And I went, "Shut up. Shut up. It's not a costume."
I hope you tan this summer.
Yeah, so Halloween. You know what? I'm going with that. Halloween is the end of summer. Halloween is when is fall.
Okay.
Halloween adjacent. Like Halloween week.
Uh-huh.
Is when fall starts.
All right.
Labor Day?
Yeah, after Labor Day, you can't wear white, and I think summer's
That's
over.
That's BS, too.
Not
and
BS.
You think it's over?
I do.
You can wear white whenever you want.
Can't.
It's old school because when it would rain or here, you can wear white whenever you want.
Wait, is that a real reason why you can't wear white?
Yes, because your stuff would get money.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's such
never
a
knew that.
Arbitrary rule.
I did. I thought
and
it was.
Who would follow that? People just go pound
Me?
Sand. Just go pound sand. Who made you the boss? Adrian, when's the end of summer?
Summer ends for me second day of toy drive when it's freezing.
That's full on winter.
Uh-huh.
That's no, that's Christmas. Yeah, no, that's you are also entitled to your answer, sir.
Thank you.
All right, good. I think we're done here. I was like, well, I was looking. I'm like, is there an ending to this? And, nah, just hit the song and play Lady Gaga.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Well, we should probably remind you yet again that the Jeff Buchanan Show Justice for Reba World Tour has been suspended. Not for because anybody did anything wrong. It's because everybody did everything right.
Sure did.
We're out of shirts is the bottom line. Michaela got swarmed yesterday.
Swarmed. Started as a regular sized crowd. By 10 minutes in, it was a wrap. But we're very happy that you did. You can still go to Vegas Pet Rescue.
There was a crowd waiting for her when she got there.
And I did think it was just for me. It wasn't.
Oh, sure. They were all there so, signs.
Check their shirts.
We love
left.
You, Michaela. Yeah, and all of that, it's singing, chanting, all of those things. And then by the time Michaela, it's really funny, and I've had this independently corroborated, like people are like, oh my God, she put the box up on the table and everybody started reaching into the box.
They did.
And like literally like it was almost, I don't want to say they were like tearing shirt. I wasn't there.
They were.
But like I in my brain, it's like a feeding frenzy, and like they're just ripping shirts out of each other's hand. Ah, this is a medium. I need a, you know, a extra sexy. I, you know, like whatever.
Yeah. And no, you're not wrong. They definitely, I set the box down. There was no line that was formed. They swarmed the table and were like, oh, medium for me. Oh, and a medium for my sister. Oh, and medium for my dad. Bye.
Back off.
Literally.
You're yelling at the other people. Arr!
Yeah.
You know, like growling at other people, like snarling at them.
Yes. That's what it was like. If you, when you throw like popcorn or whatever, bird food, and all the birds swarm, and then they all leave and everything's gone.
That's awesome.
That's what it was like.
Yeah. And you, and if you think we're saying it like it's a bad thing, we're not.
It's great.
But here's the problem. No more shirts.
We out.
So, and of course, there's never any shortage of people telling you what you should do. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we've had many people that have said, well, you should still give out flyers and tape. You should still show up, do flyers and tape. That's great. I gotta be honest. The effort to benefit ratio on that, I'm gonna be straight up with you on this. The effort to benefit ratio on that is way off.
Mm-hmm.
We could be out there with flyers and tape and our little tent and the music playing and stuff, and we might see four of you. We know this.
True.
We just know this. However, if you do want flyers and tape, reach out to me. I am on every social media platform. I check my DMs a lot. I'm not hard to find. I will bring, and I'm not kidding, I will bring flyers and tape to you. So far, do you know how many people have taken me up on that?
How many?
Zero.
All right, well,
not
good.
And not that I'm worried about it. I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Zero is very easy to take care of.
Sure, but the offer's there.
Yeah, but I'll do it. If you're that serious about it and you really want to help, or you can come by here before 10 o'clock each morning,
mm-hmm.
and just call Adrian at 702-364-9898. One of us will literally run out to your car.
We did on Monday. We had a listener stop by in his semi-truck, and we ran it out.
We've had numerous people that have come by. Well, we were thinking about getting roller skates like Sonic. You know, remember when they used to bring the food out to your car?
Yeah. That was...
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Okay, you ready to be good and freaked out that the robots are coming to take over?
Oh my God, yeah.
Skynet is on the way and all that kind of stuff?
Fine.
A tech startup in California called Reflect Orbital is planning to use mirrored satellites to sell people sunlight when it's dark out. One of the co-founders is a former SpaceX guy. They're trying to put together what they're calling a constellation of satellites.
Mm.
You know, that sounds very...
spacey.
Lunar. Spacey, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's funny to me, but that's funny to me. They're looking to put a constellation of satellites into orbit that can reflect sunlight and direct it anywhere on Earth. Russia actually did what they call a proof of concept decades ago, like, okay, we'll go try this to show you it works.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if they called it death ray, but that's what I'm calling it, you know?
Sure.
It's mainly designed to help keep big, you know, the solar farms, you know, that we have like down towards, you know, on the other side of Boulder City. And when you go out towards Prim, and if you go up north, like Highway 93 by the Love's truck stop.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? It's designed for that. But anybody can go to their website, this Reflect Orbital. You're going right now, aren't you? And fill out a sunshine application. Mm. That sounds so nice. Sounds way better than death ray. The deadline to apply is October. You didn't find that funny at all, death ray?
Well,
you really are freaked out, aren't you?
No. I remember when we did that story a couple weeks ago where it said things just kind of confuse us and we'll just never understand.
Oh, sure. Like how I don't understand how electricity or the internet works.
I'm right there with this story. I'm really listening with full intent. Still not making any sense to
me. Basically, they're taking mirrors and reflecting the sun from when it's on the other side of the earth, and they're going to bounce it off.
Yeah.
By satellite.
Yeah.
To take over the earth.
Uh-huh.
I'll just continue. You'll need a pretty big plot of land to get approved. Again, the deadline is October 23rd. Each patch of sunlight is 3 miles across. So if you do it, if you got that kind of cash laying around, you've probably already made your neighbors mad enough at you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So this, what do you care? It's not clear on how much they're planning to charge, but we all know it's not going to be cheap.
Yeah.
And don't expect to have sunlight 24 hours a day. They haven't figured that part out yet, but you're going to have more sunlight than what you have now.
Okay.
This whole thing.
Good.
Oh, right now, you only get 4 minutes of sun. I don't know if the cost-benefit ratio is going to be there, but...
Well, at least now we know.
And it's still freaking me out.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
This is the most... Las Vegas story that's ever happened, but it doesn't take place in Las Vegas. Laredo, Texas is where it all goes down. Okay?
Okay.
High school phys ed teacher got arrested in Texas last Monday. Oh, we do have our fair share of teachers running afoul. This guy, but our teachers usually it's just with students. But this guy, a phys ed teacher, got arrested last week after calling the cops to tell them that the professional date that he had hired.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Stole his money.
Oh, yeah. Don't say.
Have I told you a buddy of mine that did security at one of the prominent strip hotels, resort hotel, would often... In fact, we would hang out on Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, you know, weekend mornings, and he would get all of the messages from about all the people that they've busted.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it was literally multiples. Guys going, hey, she stole my Rolex. You realize the act that you were engaging in is also not legal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy didn't figure it out. His name's Rolando Ramos, this phys ed teacher in Laredo. He's gym teacher at Cigarroa High School in Laredo, Texas. He's also the quarterback's coach for the football team. Not anymore.
Ooh.
Police showed up, and that's, you know, because he said there's been a robbery.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll be right over.
Of course.
And in Laredo, how long is that going to take?
Yeah, 5 seconds.
So then, he says, yeah, I paid a girl, and she just took the money and left, $100.
Talk about just telling on yourself.
Yeah. He wanted them to track her down and get his money back. Instead, they cuffed and stuffed him for solicitation.
Well, he got handcuffs just in a different way than he was expecting.
They did find the girl nearby. It's not clear if Rolando got his money back or not. He is on administrative leave and all of those things. But I thought that would be interesting because that is the most Vegas thing ever. In Laredo, Texas.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know Before We Go for an almost Friday. Boy, I love cheesy stuff like that. Honestly, if anybody else would have said it, I'd go, oh, you'll never catch me saying that.
You'd say low-hanging fruit, Mick.
On your almost Friday, everybody. I apologize for saying that. Botox was invented in Vancouver, Canada in 1987.
Oh,
good
wow.
for you, Canadians. Nice work.
Yeah, it thanks.
However, it was not used or cleared to be used as a cosmetic treatment until 2002.
No, wait, what was it used for?
I don't know. I think headaches, but I'm not sure.
You know what? That would make sense because a lot of people also, they get it in their jaws. Sometimes. If you have TMJ, it really is. I've never used it for a medical thing.
Or also in your forehead.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or like my friend said the other day, bangs are the new Botox and a lot cheaper.
It's true.
IMDb. I never knew this. I am that person. I'll just leave it at that. I'm that person who, if I'm sitting at home watching a movie, I have to IMDb it. I won't do that in the theater, but like I want to know all the trivia. I want to know.
Oh, wow.
Are you not familiar with IMDb?
I'm on IMDb, but
sure.
I don't look
I
up.
I am too. Don't try to be so fancy.
Oh, sorry, girl.
Whatever. Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry, big star.
Oh, yeah. Squeeze
sorry,
me,
star.
Michaela.
I'm on IMDb, she
oh,
said.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
How about that? It was a shock to me when I found myself on that. Somebody Googled me once. And they go, do you know you're on IMDb?
Yeah,
and
that would make sense
I literally said, for what? But the IMDb started in 1990, of course, as it is with a lot of things on the internet. Because pervert dudes trying to make a list of the actresses with the best eyes.
Oh, sure.
And it grew from there. For the better, I think.
Yeah.
The three highest grossing media franchises. What would you think it would be? Highest grossing media franchise forever.
I don't know. So,
I know, putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
but if I said Star Wars, you would think that's number one, right?
For sure. Oh, yeah.
Definitely in the top three.
Easy putt. No, it's fourth, strangely enough. Fourth. That's funny you would say that. Winnie the Pooh, third. Mickey Mouse and Friends, second.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon, first.
Oh, God, that Pokemon.
You add it all in, video
makes
games.
Makes sense.
Iceland's population is so small and secluded that whenever two people there start dating, there's a serious risk they're related. Therefore, there is an app where people can put their Icelandic name in and find out if they're related before they do stuff.
Could you imagine? You're like, sorry, babe, I just need to see if we're related really fast. Oh, we are. We're sisters. Bye.
How sisters?
Well, in my case.
Yeah, in your world. Yes. Yes. I don't know why that's so good. All right. Listen, day number three of the Justice for Reba Chet Buchanan Show World Tour, East Lake Mead and Las Vegas Boulevard. We are on our way. We will see you from 11 to 1 at Terrible's. Again, East Lake Mead and Las Vegas Boulevard. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me specifically on social if you dare.
If you dare.
It's not OnlyFans, but it's close. at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I have no idea what that means.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok.
And OnlyFans.
At Heavyweight Radio. And be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll see you tonight at Fountain Blue.
But before that, we're off to the east side.
We're going to see Justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
Say it.
Justice for Reba. I didn't know if it was like an IMDb club. I was only saying it and I'm not on there. So just wanted to make sure.
You don't know that. I'd go check. In fact, I'm going to check right now. Hey, we got to go. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know before we go for an almost Friday. Boy, I love cheesy stuff like that. Honestly, if anybody else would have said it, I'd go, oh, you'll never catch me saying that.
You'd say low-hanging fruit, Mick.
On your almost Friday, everybody. I apologize for saying that. Botox was invented in Vancouver, Canada in 1987.
Oh,
good
wow.
for you, Canadians. Nice work.
Yeah, it thanks.
However, it was not used or cleared to be used as a cosmetic treatment until 2002.
No way. What was it used for?
I don't know. I think headaches, but I'm not sure.
You know what? That would make sense because a lot of people also, they get it in their jaws. Sometimes. If you have TMJ, I've never used it for a medical thing.
Or also in your forehead.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or like my friend said the other day, bangs are the new Botox and a lot cheaper.
It's true.
IMDb. I never knew this. I am that person. I'll just leave it at that. I'm that person who, if I'm sitting at home watching a movie, I have to IMDb it. I won't do that in the theater, but like I want to know all the trivia. I want to know.
Oh, wow.
Are you not familiar with IMDb?
I'm on IMDb, but I sure. don't look
I
up.
I am too. Don't try to yeah, be so fancy.
Oh, sorry, girl.
Whatever. Sorry. Whoa. Sorry, big star.
Oh, yeah. Squeeze
sorry,
me,
star.
Michaela.
I'm on IMDb, she
oh,
said.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
How about that? It was a shock to me when I found myself on that. Somebody Googled me once. And they go, do you know you're on IMDb?
Yeah,
and
that would make sense you
I
are.
I literally said, for what? But the IMDb started in 1990, of course, as it is with a lot of things on the internet. Because pervert dudes trying to make a list of the actresses with the best eyes.
Oh, sure.
And it grew from there. For the better, I think.
Yeah.
The three highest grossing media franchises. What would you think it would be? Highest grossing media franchise forever.
I don't know. So,
I know, putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
but if I said Star Wars, you would think that's number one, right?
For sure. Oh, yeah.
Definitely in the top three.
Easy putt. No, it's fourth, strangely enough. Fourth. That's funny you would say that. Winnie the Pooh, third. Mickey Mouse and Friends, second. Mm-hmm. Pokemon, first.
Oh, God, that Pokemon.
You add it all in, video
makes
games.
Makes sense.
Iceland's population is so small and secluded that whenever two people there start dating, there's a serious risk they're related. Therefore, there is an app where people can put their Icelandic name in and find out if they're related before they do stuff.
Could you imagine? You're like, sorry, babe, I just need to see if we're related really fast. Oh, we are. We're sisters. Bye.
How sisters?
Well, in my case.
Yeah, in your world. Yes. Yes. I don't know why that's so good. All right. Listen, day number three of the Justice for Reba Chet Buchanan Show World Tour, East Lake Mead and Las Vegas Boulevard. We are on our way. We will see you from 11 to 1 at Terrible's. Again, East Lake Mead and Las Vegas Boulevard. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me specifically on social if you dare.
If you dared.
It's not OnlyFans, but it's close. at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I have no idea what that means.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok.
And OnlyFans.
At Heavyweight Radio. And be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll see you tonight at Fountain Blue.
But before that, we're off to the east side.
We're going to see Justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
Say it.
Justice for Reba. I didn't know if it was like an IMDb club. I was only saying it and I'm not on there. So just wanted to make sure.
You don't know that. I'd go check. In fact, I'm going to check right now. Hey, we got to go. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.